Well, you've heard it now for the past several weeks that we are going to start seeing, and actually I've started seeing the photos already, the 17-year Brood X Cicada!
Go back in the dirt. Oh, please.
And you know what? And I don't know if you were the same way, but I was mistaken thinking that, like, we got 17-year cicadas every year just because, you know, every year there was a new crop of 17-year cicadas that come up. But apparently that's not the case.
So we've been, like, imagining the cicada sounds, I guess, if we've been hearing them every summer?
No, we've just had a different type of cicada every summer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the Brood X cicadas, yes, exactly. They come out every 17 years, but here's the thing. There could be zombie cicadas. And what I mean by that is there's a fungus called Massapora. Is that how you even say it?
I think that's how you say it.
Massapora, which has some sort of chemicals in it, psychedelic mushrooms, whatever, that invade these cicadas' bodies, right? Uh-huh. And when they emerge from the ground, they eat away their... Okay, all right. This is where the science comes in, guys. This is science here. So
all right.
You know, if you are queasy to zombie funguses and zombie cicadas and things like that, just know that the next, you know, few seconds may be a little rocky, okay?
Okay.
So here's what this Massapora does. It's this fungus. It gets inside the cicada that comes out of the ground and basically eats away their insides. The cicada has no clue. Cicada's like, huh, all right, let's do our thing. Let's mate, right?
Doesn't feel it?
No, doesn't feel it. So gets inside, eats their abdomens. Their butts fall off, and they replace their butt
back
with...
the truck up, their butts are falling off, and they're not noticing?
Yeah, they don't have any clue because the fungus just replaces their butts with their own, you know, spores.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so they're just forging on with their mission of love?
Yeah, because that's what the cicadas do. They come out of the ground and they're like, hey, let's mate. And so
one mission is to mate.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so...
But they need their butts for that, don't they?
I think they do. And so these cicadas that are now, the Brood X cicadas that are now infected with this Massapora fungus have no butts.
Zombie cicada fungus.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So wait, do you think this is going to, like, hinder them being able to mate and reproduce?
I would say yes.
And are they going to eventually die off? What are the cicadas' mission? Like, what were they put on Earth to do? Do they have a good function that we are unaware of?
So far as everything...
Making lots of noise in the summertime?
I've seen is their whole mission is to get born, mate, eat, and die.
Okay, so they don't, like, take out any other pests? They stay in their own lane?
I don't know. I'm not a...
So would we miss them if they die off? That's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay, right.
Like, these are like, great questions, Kelly. If this zombie fungus ends up taking them out once and for all, is that a bad thing for planet Earth?
Well, I'll say that this zombie fungus attaches itself to other things, too, not just the cicadas. But
So
there are other insects that befall the same tragedy of these cicadas and have their butts fall off. But
oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's wild. So
wow.
I don't know if
imagine?
I don't know if you've seen any of these cicadas yet, but I've seen several pictures of them. I haven't seen them in my yard yet, but
I think they haven't popped up yet either. But I love the fact that one of the experts says, imagine if after a lifetime underground, you only had a few glorious weeks to live in the sun, eat and mate, and then your butt fell off. That is tragic. That's a tragic little sentence.
I think the best part about it for the cicadas is that they're clueless. They don't know.
Okay, yeah. Yes, it is much better that they don't feel any pain. They have no idea what's going on. They just kind of maybe they look back in the rearview mirror and they're like, well, I think something else used to be there.
As the cicadas are descending upon us, you know, it is this wild fungus called Massapora that is starting to attach themselves to the cicadas and eat their butts off.
Well, and you were saying that this kind of does other things to other insects. Did you read some of these things? It manipulates grasshoppers into committing suicide by hurling themselves into swimming pools.
Yeah, ants too.
Ants brainlessly present themselves to hungry cows so the parasite can invite a mammalian host. And there are wasps and flies who essentially colonize caterpillars and transform them into zombie bodyguards that cart around larvae growing in their hollowed-out bellies. Insect science is nuts!
They don't have nuts. Not that anymore.
That is true. That is
true. Oh, all right, so there you go. The science and the learning.
That's crazy.
About cicadas.
I'm really glad. I'm not a cicada or an insect of any kind. I am feeling thankful.
On 99.7 DJX.